Welcome to another edition of the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, we're going to get into week 8 of NFL picks. Now, man, did I do horrible last week? Well, not horrible. I thought I did. It seemed like I was losing every game of all my picks last week, but I actually finished 6-7. Thanks to those afternoon games, those 3 o'clock games, those saved me. Those saved my life. But because other than that, man, it was not looking good. I did terrible with the 12 o'clock games. I got a chance to redeem myself this week. It could have been worse. I look forward to improving off that record for this week's picks. Now, I'm not going to keep rambling. I have a lot of picks to get into. No one has a bye week, so I'm going to try to be as quick as possible with all of my picks, starting with the Thursday night game, the Bills at home against the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers have been trending downward ever since their hot start earlier. The Bucs are slowly getting exposed. Is Baker Mayfield the new Ryan Fitzpatrick? I might be on to something with that because, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick was always famous for getting off to great starts at the beginning of the season and then tallying off as the season progress, and I'm starting to see that with Baker Mayfield. The Bills coming off a very disappointing loss to the Pats, who were just dead. They were dead. And the Bills just go and lay an egg against a division rival that they needed to beat, especially with Miami trying to run away with the division. This was a horrible, horrible loss for the Bills. Now, they have a get-right game. They have a get-right game for the Buccaneers. But the Buccaneers can go on a roll and disappoint. But I doubt if that happens. I got the Bills winning this one. They are 8-point favorite. I think they cover. Up next, we got the 12 o'clock games. The Rams on the road against the Cowboys. Rams suffering a heartbreaking loss to the Steelers. Very controversial loss, too, towards the end of that game. They go against a Cowboys team that's coming fresh off a bye week. Looks like they should be well prepared for this matchup against the Rams. This is not going to be an easy game for the Cowboys, but I think the Cowboys come out on top here. They are a 6-point favorite. I think the Rams cover that, but I got the Cowboys in the win. Up next, we got the Packers at home against the Vikings. Now, man, the verdict is out on Jordan Love, man. Like, he's not that good, y'all. He's not that good. I keep saying it. I'm going to continue to say it. He is not the next great Packers quarterback. He's decent at best. He still, his throws over 20 yards. Check out the percentage and come holler at me. He's terrible. He overthrows guys. He underthrows guys. You know, he's locked into the game. Like, if you see him, he's not rattled. He doesn't look confused out there. But he just doesn't have the arm talent for me to say this guy is the next big thing coming out of Green Bay. That this guy can follow the footsteps of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see it. I just don't. And you can make the argument that his receivers aren't as good as what Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had. And he doesn't have Aaron Jones and this, that, and the other. But, dude, if he's supposed to be this next big thing, he has to show me those type of games where if some of his best weapons are down, he could still carry you to a win. Favre has done that. Aaron Rodgers has done that. We haven't yet seen Jordan Love do that. And until then, I got the Packers losing this game to the Vikings, who are tailing upwards. They're coming off 2 straight wins, a very impressive win over the San Francisco 49ers. Seems like they should have just blew the Niners out. It just seems like every time the Vikings were on offense, they were scoring, but the 49ers kept it close thanks to their defense. But again, I think the Vikings are tailing upward and turning into a threat in the division and proving me wrong that this wasn't a team to take seriously. And so the Vikings are a 1-point favorite. I think they win it. The Falcons on the road against the Titans. Falcons coming off a surprise victory last week, and now they are 4-3. And if we look at the standings here in the NFC South, what do we have here? The Atlanta Falcons are in first place in the division. Who would have thought that by this time of the season? Who would ever thought that? I know I didn't. I had Atlanta as bottom feeders in this division. And now the Bucks and the Saints don't look all that impressive. And now the Falcons look like the best team here. And now they go on a road going up against a Tennessee team that, again, another Dr. Jekyll high team that I just don't understand. Sometimes they play dominant football. Other times they just forget how to play football. I don't know what to expect from the Titans, but I'll tell you one thing. I think the Falcons go on the road and lose this game. I think they lose this game. I think the Titans bounce back and win. The Falcons are a 3-point favorite. Up next, we have the Saints going on the road to play the Colts. Colts coming off a very heartbreaking loss to the Browns by 1 point in a shootout, 39-38. Now they are at home for another game against the Saints. The Saints have not been playing very well of late. They had a chance to beat the Jaguars last week, but bad coaching down the stretch really ruined that. And I don't know, man. These are two teams. This is a pick 'em game. This one was a hard one for me, but I'm going to go with the Colts since they're at home. Usually with pick 'em games, I just go with the home team. And I got the Colts winning this one at home in a close game. They are 1-point favorite. The Patriots are on the road to go up against the Dolphins. The Dolphins coming off a rather underwhelming performance against the Eagles, and now they are at home against a Pats team riding high off a huge victory against the division rivals, the Bills. I don't think that happens again. I think the Dolphins come out on top here. They are a 9-point favorite. I think they cover. The Jets on the road against the Giants. The Giants winning impressively over the Washington Commanders, but the Jets coming off a bye week, fresh off a huge win against the Eagles, look to continue their high streak against the Giants. Even though this is a road game for the Jets, they're both in New York, so it's technically is a home game for both teams, the Battle of the New Yorks, and I think the Jets win that battle. They are a 3-point favorite. The Jaguars on the road against the Steelers. This is a pick 'em game too. The Steelers are one of those tricky teams, man, because they don't play that well on offense, but they're so solid on defense. And the Jags play very well on offense, but they're defensively, they can leave a lot to desire. But I think the Jaguars, who have the better offense, is going to come on the road and win this game. I think the Steelers are they're still a mess. They're still a mess offensively. And I just don't think that they're going to be capable of keeping up with the Jaguars, who are tailing upward. Up next, we got the Commanders. Actually, the Jaguars are 2.5-point favorite too. The Eagles on the road against the Commanders. The Commanders coming off an embarrassing loss to the Giants, only scoring 7 points, leading one of their defensive players to kind of go on a explicit tirade after the game. If you haven't seen that, please do yourself a favor and go see that. But the Eagles on the road going up against the Commanders. The last time these two teams met, the Commanders almost knocked the Eagles out on their own home floor. This is a division matchup. This is not going to be an easy one for the Eagles, but I think the Eagles go on the road and win and beat the Commanders. They are a 6.5-point favorite. The Texans on the road against the Panthers. This is a matchup against between CJ Stroud and Bryce Young. The matchup that we all have been waiting for. And I think CJ Stroud comes out on top. I think they just have the better overall team. And the Panthers will go 0-7 after it's all said and done. The Texans are a 3-point favorite. Now to the 3:00 games. The Browns on the road against the Seahawks. Browns coming off an impressive victory over the Colts in a shootout. And now they go on the road to face a Seahawks team that very good on offense, decent on defense. And I'm going to go with the Seahawks here because they are the home team. This is another pick 'em game, two evenly matched teams, but I think the Seahawks come out on top. they are 3-point favorite. The Chiefs on the road against the Broncos. Don't need to spend too much time on this one. I think the Broncos lose this game to the Chiefs. We'll see if Taylor Swift makes a sighting, and this time being in the booth with Ciara. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see her and Ciara in the booth, and every time the Chiefs score, I want to see Ciara cursing cursing out Taylor Swift in the booth so they can show that on TV. But anyway, up next, we got the Chiefs are a 7-point favorite. We got the Ravens on the road against the Cardinals. Not going to over-expound on this one. I got the Ravens beating the Cardinals easy after coming off a very impressive blowout victory over the Lions. And last but not least of the 3 o'clock games, the Bengals on the road against the 49ers. And I think that the Bengals will lose to the 49ers coming off a bye week. Both teams in desperate need of wins. And I think the 49ers will bounce back after losing two in a row. I do not see this team losing three straight. I think they go on and beat the Bengals. Up next, we got the Sunday night game. The Bears going on the road against the Chargers. Chargers having another disappointing season. Another disappointing start to the season that they're going to have to climb their way out of. Now, although I got the Chargers winning this game because I just think the Chargers have better weapons on offense and they have the better quarterback, I think the Bears are going to make this one interesting. I really like what I saw from Tyson Bagent against the Raiders. Now, you could say, yeah, it was the Raiders defense, but that same Raiders defense made Jordan Love look really, really bad. And here, Tyson Bagent just basically dinked and dunked them to death and beat them. So, and thanks to Deontay Foreman's 3-touchdown day, it also helps. But here, I think that the Bears come into San Diego unintimidated. The defense is playing very, very well ever since Matt Eberflus took over the defense. The defense is playing very tough. They're getting takeaways. They're causing fumbles. They're really getting pressure on the quarterback. The Chargers offensive line has been playing terrible this year. So this is a perfect opportunity for the Bears to get a huge win on the road against the Chargers. And for those people talking all of this, you know, oh, bench Justin Fields for Tyson Bagent, stop it. There's no tape out on Bagent yet. Once the tape starts to get rolling, we'll see what Bajan's really all about. Remember, he can't throw the deep ball. So we'll see if he's able, if the Chargers make an adjustment here and force him to try to throw deep. We'll see what happens with that. Up next, last but not least, we got the Raiders going up against the Lions on Monday night. Not going to expound too much on this one. The Lions will win this one easily after getting their butt spanked by the Ravens on the road. I think the Lions win this one at home. The Lions are 8-point favorite. And back to the Bears and Chargers game. The Chargers are 8-point favorite. I think the Bears cover that. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than what the people think. So that's it. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to it. I'm your host, Rod the Magnificent. If you haven't checked out our new episode, feel free to backtrack and listen to that episode, NBA preview. Please listen to it. We will be back behind the mic next week as of this recording. So until then, I will see you on the next one.